Parshas Noach, the beginning of a winter's man. And in Kemach, in Torah, Kemach is 148, that's the amount of days in a winter's man. You need to have all Kemach days, even Friday, Shabbos. It's 149, I don't know, maybe one day for the Gents, one day for Zeis Chanukah, Bechiris, I don't know. Kuf Memches, Chodsh, one sick day. Kuf Memches, and in Kemach, in Torah. The Pshat is Parshas Noach at the beginning of this man, with the full potential of what could be in this man. Parshas Noach is that. Noach be'emes had all the potential, the Medrash Tanchuma says, and there are Makaris to this in the Zohar, so Noach was a bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu. Noach was supposed to be Mekabel the Torah. Arubois Hashamayim Niftochu, it was supposed to come down, Geshem, a Hashpa of Kabbalah Satorah. Migdal Bovel was supposed to be Talmud Bavli, Misham Nofotz Lekol Ha'aretz, it was supposed to be Hafotza Satorah. That's what it was supposed to be. Now there's a Rashi in Kehelis that says, Anche Doramavol Nishtafu Miroiv Toiv. Fakert, it was too good, it was too easy, it was too poshut. The Amish made the matzah too easy for them and they lost out. It was a total missed opportunity of that potential. That's what a person has to be mizboinen in Parshas Noach at the beginning of his man, that right now it's at the beginning of his man and has all the potential of what you can chaf ayin from his man. Now Noach is told to build a teva. There's a lot of rayas that there's a parallel between the binyan of tevas Noach and the binyan of Mishkon, Beis HaMikdosh. The parsha of Parshas Noach has kuf nun gimel psukim, and the remez always at the end of a parsha. There's a remez. The remez kuf nun gimel psukim. Bitzalel simin. Bitzalel is the one that built the Mishkan. It's not a coincidence. Noach. There's a correlation between Noach and Bitzalel. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis, quoting the pasuk in Zechariah, Capital Beis, Vayareini Hashem Arba Charoshim. Hashem showed me, Zechariah sees in a nevuah, the four builders. Charoshim are builders, carpenters, builders. Who are the builders of the Gemara? Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu Anavi, and Koyin Sedek. Zokt Rashi over there in Sukkah. Who's Koyin Sedek? Koyin Sedek is Shem ben Noach, the one that built the teva. He built the teva together with his father. The builders of the Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach, Eliyahu, is connected to Shem ben Noach, the one that builds the teva. It's Yadua Rav Hutna writes in a letter in the Igris of the Pachad Yitzchak, and he writes to someone and he's teaching up what it means a binyan of a yeshiva, to build a yeshiva. He says, building a yeshiva, look in the Torah, Sakal Bairai, Silvara Alma. Look in the Torah what it means to build. Where does the Torah give the instructions of exact dimensions and details of blueprints of a building? Parshas Noach, the Teva, and Parshas Truma by the Mishkan. Both, he says, are found be'etzim in what it means a binyan of a yeshiva. On one hand, he says the matara of a yeshiva is, it's a teva snoyach, it's matzel from the mabel. There's taka of mabel outside. There's taka of mabel, and the teva has to be matzel you from the mabel. But a yeshiva is not only a teva snoyach that's matzel you from a mabel. Avada, if a person thinks, and it's true that a person should be in yeshiva, if just for the sole purpose that it's matzel him from the mabel, as long as he's not causing damage to others and making a hole in the boat. But you miss the boat if you think that that's the only purpose of the yeshiva. The purpose of the yeshiva is a makom of ashras hashchina, of aliyah, of steiging, of growing. But you have both. There's the tevas noyach and there's the mishkan. Now, the mabel was mayim roischim. It was burning hot water. There was the elements of teva were totally indestructive, matziv. The truth is, Atzei Erez, 50 amas big, the way it's described, Alpi Teva is not what's going to save. Probably other people in the door of Noyach built Tevis. I'll tell you a secret. They saw him building, they heard the drosha for 150 years. They probably built Tevis. But of course, they got smashed within 2 minutes. What's the Shaila B'chlam? So why was Noyach's Teva different? The pshat is because Noyach's Teva wasn't just it was the Metzias of Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Teva was Beis Hashem. Beis Hashem is the Oisius Teva. Teva is the Gematri Yoyim HaKippurim. This table was a Beis HaMikdosh. It was a Mokem of Ashuras HaShechina. It was Lamala Miderech HaTeva. It was Kilu Noach is in the Yemois HaMashiach. He's detached from the Teva. The entire Teva of the world was Nigzar all of the Mabel. He was Menutik from that. Not just physish, that he's in a physical protective environment. He was in a new realm. And the Sforim will talk about is that, you know, it says to Noach, Boy El HaTeva, Tzeim in HaTeva. The Hasidic and the Sfarim say, Boya Lateva, a person when he davens, when he learns, when he says every word of davening or learning, You have to put yourself into the teva. Put your whole Ramach Ivorim into the teva. Boy el hateva. The whole Chodesh Tishrei, we were talking about words, teva, davening, tfilois. And then we come to Mar Cheshvin. Mar Cheshvin is Merachashin Sfasayu. Our lips are still going. The Mitzvah says when a person said words of Torah, it continues. Mar Cheshvin, we say Tseimen Ateva. By the way, Boy El Ateva and Tseimen Ateva happened according to Rabbi Lezer. Chodesh Mar Cheshvin. Rashi makes all the arichas of the Cheshboinus. Sai Boy El Ateva is in Mar Cheshvin. Mar Cheshvin is not, we're not finished with Tishrei yet. It's Merachashin Sfasayu. We're still continuing the Roshim of Tishrei. Mar Cheshvin is also the Oisius Roshim Nunches, the 58 days of El and Tishrei. We want to leave a Roshim for it. It's not over. We want to be Mamshechit. Mar Cheshvin, Roshim of those Nunches days. Noyach, Nunches, Noyach. The Roshim of Noyach, of the Noyach Teg, of the El and Tishrei, we want to put weiter. You know, the Pasuk says, Vatonach HaTeva B'Chodesh HaShvii, and Rashi makes a Cheshvin that it's Chodesh HaShvii from Kislev, and that means Chodesh Sivan, the whole big Machlekes, Ramban, and Rashi. I'm not going to need charts to work out all the details of the Cheshvinus. But if you want to say B'Dero Drash, Chodesh HaShvii is Tishrei. Vatonach HaTeva B'Chodesh HaShvii, the Iker of Chodesh Tishrei is the seventh month. That's when the Teva, the words of Davening and Tefillah, are B'Chodesh HaShvii. Al Hori Arorot, Arorot is 410, is the amount of the years the Beis HaMikdash was. Because that's what this Teva was. This Teva was some sort of Beis HaMikdash Tika Matziv. Now Noach is building this for 120 years. What's taking him so long? Of course, the purpose was to be Ma'ir of the door, and it's 120 connected Moshe Rabbeinu. We're going to see a lot of parallels between Noach and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120 years, and it's not Stam. It was Nirmaz Mamish at the end of last week's parasha. The Gemara says in Chulin, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, Moshe Men HaTorah Minayin. Moshe Men HaTorah Minayin. Most of the Torah is about Moshe Rabbeinu. Of a Moshe Men HaTorah Minayin, of the Gemara in Chulin, B'Shagom Hu Basar, V'Hayu Yom of Me'ev Eshem, B'Shagom is Gematria 120. It's interesting, that Gemara in Chulin brings four people that it finds a remes for in the Torah. Moshe, Mordechai, Haman, and Esther. But Moshe Men HaTorah Minayin, I don't know what the title is over there. Moshe Men HaTorah Minayin, B'Shagom Hu Basar, V'Hayu Yom of Me'ev Eshem. Moshe is 120 years. Noach in these 120 years is supposed to bring out that in. I said it was supposed to be. It was Arubas HaShemayim Miftach. It was supposed to be Torah. You know, it's interesting. I saw it brought down from the Tzofnas Penei of the Rabbi Chavar. He has a Shtikl Torah that the reason why Noach took 120 years because Ein Shlichus L'Nochri, and he had to build it himself. There was a tziva, he should build it, so no one else could help him. There's no din of shlichus by a nocher. So first of all, it's shver because the Shach brings from the Masas Binyamin that Ben Noach could make a shlich Ben Noach. A Ben Noach can't be a shlich for Yisrael, but a Ben Noach with Ben Noach could be a shlich. Also, I have a first Rashi and Sukkah that we started to share with, that one of the four builders is Koyan Tzedek, is Shane Ben Noach. She see a la'ovim, b'binyan ha'teva. As I state in Rashi, it's not like this part that Noach had to build the teva himself. He has an arichas there also, the Rabbi Shavar, if Noach built the teva on Shabbos, did he keep Shabbos? Noach is a bechina of Shabbos. The Ovis are a bechina of Shalosh Regolim. Avram is Pesach, and Yitzchak is Shavuos, and Yaakov is Yaakov Nosa Sukkosa. Noach is Shabbos. Shem Shmuel explains, the Regolim are during the week. It's part of the week. Shabbos is separate. It's detached. Noach was detached. He didn't, and that's what they talk about. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring down and bimala his door. Noach, yesh darshan l'shvach, yesh darshan l'gnai. It's interesting, there's a diak that the Veld makes, that Rashi says, yesh me Rabbi Seinu darshan l'shvach, v'yesh darshan l'gnai. He doesn't call them Rabbi Seinu. A cute diak, it's quoting a Gemara in Sanhedrin where it's a machlek, it's Rav and Shmuel, chad omar. It doesn't say who said what, but it's Rav and Shmuel. But Rashi says, yesh me Rabbi Seinu darshan l'shvach, that fakarat, he would have been bigger, and yesh darshan l'gnai. But Noach Avada, the Nakuda was, he was not able to be matzel his the rest of his door for himself, but not for the rest of the door. I heard once a story, I've said this on other occasions, I tied in a different facet. There was a big tzaddik that lived in Tveria 150 years ago, the Pri Ha'aretz. And there was a rumor in Tveria that Mashiach had come. And people were talking, there was no telephones and this, but they were talking in the streets that Mashiach had come. And he heard the rash outside, so someone came in, what's going on? He said, Mizot, Sehestas Mashiach at Kekumen. He opened up his window from his room and he took the tzoihar. Yeah, he opened his window and he smelled. He said, no, Mashiach's not here. So one of the Gedolei Rebbes that was still in Europe said, what was the taich that he had to open up his window to see if Mashiach had come? Because by him, inside his Tevis Nech, inside his room, it was already Reichai Shel Mashiach, where he was holding his darga. He was to know if the door was ready. He opened up his window, Tzoihar, he opened it up, and he saw that they weren't ready yet. That was the beginning. Noach was in his teva, was Taka Yemoisa Mashiach, but he was, the darga is to be on that darga, but then also be ma'al of the door. That's what Mashiach is going to eventually do. That's the process. We'll talk about it separately, but you know, Neshama is Oisius, the Sfarim say, is Noach, Sheis, Moshe Hevel, because it's a Gilgal Neshama. You know, everyone thinks that Be'etzem, Noach's wife was Naama, which comes from Cain. So what, everything is from Cain? No, Hakoil Hevel, everyone is from Hevel. Because Shais was a Gilgal of Hevel. And then Noach was a Gilgal of Shais, Moshe is a Gilgal of Noach, and Mashiach is eventually a Gilgal of that. So Neshama, it all comes from that original Hevel, and then eventually it's going to get to the Tikkun of the Olam and Gansu. But at the Shlav of Noach, it wasn't yet ready. When the Zohar Taka talks and compares Noach to Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Moshe is Reya Mehemno. Noach is Reya Shatya. That's what it calls him. The Torah calls him Noach is Tzadik Tamin. The Medrash also describes, it's interesting, Noach's transition. He starts as an Ish Tzadik, but at the end of the Parsha, it's Ish Adoma, so that's downhill. Moshe Rabbeinu is called in Parsha Shmois Ish Mitzri. The Torah, I mean, he's described, the Torah says that the B'nai Yisrael said Ish Mitzri. He's called, the Torah calls him Ish Mitzri. And at the end of by Zoysa Baruch, he's Ish Moshe Ish Elikim. So, you know, it could be Ish, but it depends where you're headed. Is it from Ish Tzadik down to Ish Adoma, or is it from Ish Mitzri and up to Ish Elikim? Another Medrash I saw that there's a connection, Moshe Rabbeinu and Noach. Moshe Rabbeinu eventually is Moshe Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. And when Klal Yisrael is going to be destroyed, he says, Mecheini No. And he stands up for them. Mecheini is Mei Noach. Whereas Noach was not able to do that, and he saved himself and didn't save the door, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tikkun, Sheis Hevel, Noach. Moshe Rabbeinu was Metaken Mei Noach, that Noach was only Matzah himself and there was a Mabel. And he says, no, Klal Yisrael's in trouble. Mecheini. He puts himself on the line, and that's what eventually saves Klal Yisrael. That's Moshe Rabbeinu doing the Tikkun for the Mei Noach by saying, Mecheini No. Now, another interesting Nakuda. It says Noach Matzachin Be'ini Hashem. It says also by Moshe Rabbeinu he was Matzachin. So I saw a Taich, Shtikel Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Matzachin. I understand. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, La'anovim yiten chen. Moshe Rabbeinu, onov mikol adam. La'anovim yiten chen. Where is it that we find that Noach was Matzachin? What's the Nakuda? So I say the same word but on two levels. First of all, it says Noach ish tzadik tomim. Rashi and Avodah Zarah Davov, when the Gemara talks about it over there, says tomim. Onov ushval ruach. So Tomim is onov. Onov, lanovim yitenchein. But it could be even more than that. It says he's a Tomim. Let's say Tomim without the Rashi and Avodah Zarah. Tomim means not a balmum, right? The Gemara says in Megillah, the Gemara says in Megillah daf chavtes, quoting the pasuk, lama turatzun horim gavnunim. A baskel comes out and screams at all the other mountains, why are you all bali gaiva? Gavnunim, loshin balmum, gibein oidak. Only Har Sinai is going to get the Torah. All the other mountains are Balei Mum. Why? Because they're Gaiva. Gaiva, Bal Mum. Tomim, not a Bal Mum, not a Bal Gaiva. Onov, Lanovim, Yiten Chein, V'Noyach, Motzachin, V'Ene Hashem. That says Tzvei Dargis. First of all, Noach is Motzachin because he's an Onov. Why? Where does it say he's an Onov? Shteit, he's Tomim. Rashi says in Avodah Zarah, Tomim is Onov. But it's more than that. Tomim means not a Bal Mum. Gaiva is a Mum. That's what the Gemara says by the Horim. Gaiva of the other Horim, Mul Har Sinai, was Mum. Noach is not the Baal Mum. So again, he has all these darkness. Now it's interesting also, the Gemara says that a person is supposed to say only Miksa Shvachi Befanim, because Shaloi Befanim, he's called Ish Tzadik Tamim. But later when HaKadosh Baruch is talking to him, he says, Ki Oishchari Yisi Tzadik Befanai Badar Hazeh. So it only says Tzadik, not Tzadik Tamim. Yesh Lodin, if it means Be'echus, that Miksa Shvachi is that he's not Tzadik Tamim, he's Tzadik. Vosfar Tzadik, not a Tzadik Tamim, a Tzadik. Well, no, it's two things, and he only said one of the two, Tzadik and Tomim, and here he was only called Tzadik and not Tomim. So is it Mixas Be'echus, or Mixas Be'kamus, or both? Yesh Lachar. But I saw a different Taich. Noach is Tzadik Hoya Bidoy Roysav, says the Meshech Chochma. Noach lived in two generations, very, totally two different generations. He lived for the first 500 years of his life in the door of Koidim HaMabel, pre-Mabel era, and then he's in the year of the Mabel, and then he lives the other 350 years of his life. So he lived in two different generations. And he was a Tzadik and a Tamim. Tzadik, the ganze door of the pre-Mabel era is all Rishayim, Chomos, Gezel, Avodah Zarah, Arayis. And he was a Tzadik. In the door after the Mabel, he saved the world. He should have become such a Kamat, turned himself into Elohus. And he remained Tamim and Anav. So Tzadik, Tamim, Bid Doi Roysov, Tzadik in the door before the Mabel, Tamim in the door after the Mabel. So later when Hashem's saying, Oyscha Reisi Tzadik Lefonai B'doir Hazeh. In that door, he was a tzaddik. Not as mitzvah, not mitzvah shvachim lefonai. Again, this is stira. In the beginning of the parashah, he's called tzaddik and tomim. Later on, he's only called tzaddik. So Rashi brings more to Ervin, Chazal, that it's because mitzvah shvachim lefonai. I'm telling you a nupshat now, not mitzvah shvachim lefonai, a different pshat.
Tzadik tomim bidoy roisov. Dor koydim amabol, he was a tzadik and not doing chomas and gezel and avoid the zor and arayis. In the door of after the Mabel separately, he didn't turn into Zabal Gai, but the whole world is from him. B'doir hazeh, the Hadgosha is Tzadik. Now Noach already at the end of Parshas Bereishis is mentioned that, you know, there's a Melitza, a bitui that from two Lemachs came the ganze Welt, because Naama, Eshes Noach, she was the daughter of Lemach, and Noach also was the son of Lemach. So from two Lemachs, they didn't hold of the Kepedah of Rabbi Yudah Chosid, that the Mechutanim having the same name. And from the two Lemachs came the ganze Welt. Naam, of course, if you make the Cheshbin, is much, much older than Mesu Shelach, 1,500 years old, ridiculous number. And that's the Cheshbin works out. And from them is coming the whole world. Now, Noach over there, when it says, at the end, he's called Noach because Zeyin HaChameinu Mimaseinu Mietzvayin Yadeinu. So it's brought down in the Medrash that in the time of Noach, originally, the people didn't even have hands. They only had, each hand was just a block. No fingers, I'm sorry. They didn't have fingers on their hands. And Noach was Noilad, was a new Dargo, and they're going to have to start working on the Adama. And he was Matzadani Maseinim Itzven Yadeinu, is that he had the Yadayim without, with Chilak as voice. So I heard an interesting shtickle on this. There's a Toysis and Brachas brings, Shulchan Aruch brings this also in Hilchos Brachas, that a person when he makes a brach on the bread is supposed to hold his 10 fingers on the bread. Meiniach Eseretz Oysov Balechem. And you say the bracha on your 10 fingers because it's connected to 10 mitzvahs hatluyas baretz. And there's a whole chesed of machlokes rishonim what the 10 mitzvahs are, but you work out the various mitzvahs that are about working in a field and taking off trumas and maisrus and shemitah and like sakrish b'shar v'chamor. There's a lot of different ways. Don't, as in these kind of chesbainas, don't overcount because then you'll have 12 mitzvahs and don't take out too many. Work it out that there are 10. And there are 10 mitzvahs. And that's why we hold the bread with 10. And that's why the bracha of Hamoitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz is the only bracha with 10 words. All other brachas have 9 words. Count them. But in Hamoitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, there's 10 words. And in the times of Noach beforehand, the times of Adam Rishon, there was only 2 mitzvahs. We called Eitz Hagan Toichal. There was one mitzvah essay and one mitzvah essay. So that's 2. That's not 10. That's why they were hands without fingers. Istakel by Raisa Bara Alma. The mitzvah of the teva of a person is kefidis klal of the Torah. If the klal of the Torah is that when you mevarich on pas, you hold it with 10 etzvah, because there are 10 mitzvahs. So in the times of Adam Rishon, there are 2 mitzvahs. So that is what your hand looks like. That's the mitzvah. Well, in his times, the Medrash brings, that's when it switched. It's when they're going to have to start plowing and growing and working, and then they're going to there's going to be the need for fingers. That the Medrash brings.
Is there already 10 mitzvahs?
Oh, what happened then? Yeah, we're getting prepared for after, right here. Okay, yeah, good kasha. Vayizgor alikimis noyach. Noyach goes into the table now. Vayizgor alikimis noyach is one of the psukim we say in Zechroinois by Rosh Hashanah. Rashi brings, this is Midas Hadin. Because it's Midas Adin, but even Midas Adin was Zoicher. This foreign right, which is Levi, it's Vayizgor Elikimis Noach, because it said earlier, Eselikimis Halach Noach. Noach, again, we're speaking the whole time about the missed opportunity. Noach was supposed to be Mahapach to Elikim to Midas Arachanim. That's what, if he would have ultimately done the Tafkid, that's what would have happened. That's what the Sfarim say, the 120 years in Sefer Bermayim Chaim works out that there are 120 Tzirufim to the Shem Elikim. During the 120 years, he was supposed to be metaking Elikim and turning it into Havaya. He didn't. Es Elikim is Halach Noach. Vayizgor Elikim is Noach. It remained me to say that. He wasn't Matzliach to do that tapkid of being Mahapith, the Tzoyhar, from Tzora to Ritzei. That's what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to make that Mahapecha. He didn't make the Mahapecha. He saved himself, but he wasn't able to go beyond. I saw also Shmuel, he brings interesting, it says, Kinim Tase Es Hateva. The Medrash says, Ma Ken Azeh, Ken these birds that you bring the carbon, is Metahar. The Mitzoyra, also the Teva was Metahar. Kinim Tase Es Hateva. The same way the Mitzoyra is Metahar with the Ken, also a Teva. What's the Shaykhus to Mitzoyra? It says the Shem Shmuel, the same way there's Lashon Hara, and that's when Mitzoyra gets his Saras, Lashon Hara, it's the bad things that you shouldn't have said. There's also maybe the things you should have said. Noach was supposed to, and he probably tried, but during the 120 years, his not being matzliach to convince the door was the opposite of Lashon Hara. It was not saying the bad thing, but not saying the good thing. Not saying the good thing, right? To not be matzliach, to be mispalo, to poyoloi, so to convince, to vote gilal, and to do whatever you have to do. So that's Lashon Hara. That's Lashon Hara. So you needed the kiyum of the tikkun of tas es ha-teva. The teva had to be metaher, that chait of Lashon Hara. I saw an interesting shot. It says, we're still talking about Noach and Moshe. It says earlier, it says, take food and it will be for you and for them. What's the oysfer? For you and for them, separate. The food and the teva, for Noach's madrega, it was mon. We said that teva is like this higher madrega thing. For him, it was a bechina of mon. For the rest of the oilam, it was supposed to be regular food. Now, the koyach of the food and the teva was mon. Mon gets destroyed after one day. Mon doesn't last. Here, there was a bris. Noach yitzarach bris. The bris was to keep the food stay the way it was. Now, it's interesting. There's a lot of places I saw that have the shayla. The mabel was for 12 months. The Mishnah says in Idiyas Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud, among many other things, Mishpat Dor HaMabel Yud Beis Chodesh. According to the Chesmen of the Pesukim also, it comes out, it starts on Chodesh HaShvi, figure out what that Chodesh HaSheni, which is Mar Chodesh. What does the Pesuk say? What? Chodesh HaSheni, which is a Machlekes, if it's Mar Cheshvin, or year, that's the machlekes tanan, but it ends on the same month that it started. So if it's for a full 12 months, if it's for a full 12 months or a full year, a little extra from Yud Zayin to Chav Zayin, it's a full solar year, 365 days. Lamasha, there are certain worms and bugs and things that don't last even more than a few days. So what came out of the teva? The ir einiklich of those original worms, they don't last more than a few days. Also, there's a shiloh. I saw Rabbi Yonison Eibishitz talks about this in Teferis Yonison, and he also talks about it in Kreis Uplasi in Yeridea. Like Avi Hilchas Treifa, it says that all the animals came out, the ones that were, and the Gemara has a whole cheshbon that he didn't put treifas into the table. Of course he couldn't put treifas. It would be a treifa, wouldn't have survived. A treifa doesn't last for 12 months. The whole purpose is to keep every min. Of course he could. Not also din that he shouldn't bring in treifa. It wouldn't survive. So Rabbi Yonis Naivish talks about it. Oh, this one also talks about it. The 12 months in the teva was, like we said before, was disconnected from the teva. It was disconnected from zman. The same insects were still there. They survived. A treifa would have survived the full 12 months. It was a different metzias. It was not connected to time, and it was able to be, and it was able to last as such. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Ches, it's describing that Noach was feeding all the animals, and the Rashi brings that one time the Aryeh gave him a makkah. And that was Noach's avoida. You know, the Kohen Gadol has avoida in the base Hamikdash. The avoida in the Hashem could have made an ace that everyone would have enough food. The avoida of Noach, whatever that means, was for the Tikkun HaOlam, was to be mazin and mefarnis and be metapel with all the chayis, oifas, and behemis. That was his avoida. That was the avoida of Tevas Noach. It was an avoida. But it says there, the Gemara Sanhedrin, that Noach saw a certain bird that was called Ushina, and it was sleeping the whole time and never asked for food. And Noach therefore gave it a bracha that it would never die. And this is a bird that's called an oif hachol. That's what it's called. Rashi brings. It's called the oif hachol. It's a phoenix. It's a kind of a bird. Rashi says it's oif hachol. He brings a pasuk in Eoif. Va'omar and kini egva ukechoil arbiyom. And the choil, his bracha that he lasts forever, actually the Medrash brings that every few hundred years it burns up. And from the ashes of the oif hachol comes another bird. So, right? The Malbim brings it over there also in Eoif. And he says that v'chein besvarim shel ha'amim. The Am HaKadmoinim, the mythology books bring this idea, and it's true. But the Pell is there's a steer in the Medrash. The Medrash says that there's a bird called the Oif HaChol that it says Chayva gave to Eitz Hadas to call the Hema Chayva Oif, and that's why they all died. Except whoever didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas doesn't get that. That's why the Luz bone doesn't die, and that's why the Luz bone has Chesa Mason, because Luz bones only eats Malav HaMalka. And Chava gave everyone to eat on Friday afternoon. So the Luz bone, Adam and Chava ate, but the Luz bone didn't take in the sustenance. The Mishnah Berurah brings that, and that's why it has the tikkun by Malav HaMalka. But Chava also didn't give to the Oif HaChol. It was Mesarif to eat, and that's why it lasts forever. So it's a stira. Does the Oif HaChol last forever because of the bracha that Noach gave it, which is a Mefurash Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Ches and Rashi over there? Or is it because, as the Medrash says, because of the fact that it didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas? So the Teiris Chaim, which is one of the Gedolei Achronim, early Achronim, the Teiris Chaim, and Sanhedrin Kuf Ches asks the Kashi, yes, that it's a stira. So I saw various thoughts, and one was that maybe the Oif HaKol was already going to be never die tivi, but maybe someone could shoot an arrow at it. It could die in unnatural circumstances. Noach's bracha was that even that wouldn't affect it, and that's why it's able to survive anything, and even if someone gets wounded, it's able to protect it and save it, and that's the koyach and the segula of the Oif HaKol. I saw something very interesting. They talk about the teva that there's ways that the scientists check that the world is millions of years old, hundreds of thousands of years old. What does that mean? They have carbon dating, and it makes sense that, according to a lot of various testings that they do, the system does look like it's working, but it can't be because the world is only 5,783 years old. Many grapple with the Shaila. Some say that the 6 days of Yimei HaBriya worked totally different and wasn't regular numbers. Another mahalach is the Mabul caused the big balagan and a ruckus, and it's changing all the system, how it works. Another very interesting shot I saw, many bring, is that Adam HaRishon wasn't created as a baby. He was created as an adult. So was the world. The world was created aged already. It was that old, right? So you go to the stalactites the cave, and they're saying that every 422 years, another millimeter. So it looks like it's already that long. Yeah, it was created 5,782 years ago, 50,000 years old. Adam HaRishon was 20 years old already when he was born, and so was Cain and Hevel 2 minutes after they were born. So the world was also created old. But another mahalach is that it's the Mabul that caused a big ruckus and a shinoi in the Teva. And I saw a fascinating zach. There's a Maharetz Chias in Nida, that Chafhei. The Gemara in Nida talks about that the Gemara says if a lady gives birth to a thing that looks like an animal, is there Tumas Leda? And then the Gemara says, yeah, because it says Yitzira by Behemoth. Then the Gemara says, so what if a lady gives birth to a har? And a har also, there's a pasuk that says, Kihine Yitzir Harim. So it's Shaykh Yitzira by har. So if she gave birth to a har, it should be Tumas Leda. So the Gemara answers, no, because she doesn't give birth to a har. It doesn't come out of a whole mountain. It only comes out of a small gush. And that's the Lashon of the Gemara. Hahu loy har mikri, hahu gush mikri. That's the Gemara's teretz. But it's a machlekes Bavli Yerushalmi. The Maratzliya Safanar over there in Nida Chafei brings it. That the Yerushalmi answers no, that there was no Yitzira of har at the beginning. And it's not clear what the Yerushalmi means. The Maratzliya wants to say that he says the world originally, in the times of Adam HaRishon, was created perfectly round. There was no mountains and valleys. There was no harim v'gvois. It was b'shleimus, and it was a smooth, perfect ball. And he says, v'chein kol oitzreis tzva ha-shamayim, all the different planets. Okay, I don't know what the telescopes say, but they were all created perfectly round. The whole idea of mountains, valleys, and all that happened from the Mabul. Maybe that affected also the Jupiter also. Maybe there was a Mabul there also. I don't know. That's why it changed. But he says in the beginning, and it's a chiddush, there are a lot of rais, not like that Avada, there was already har, the giva, earlier, I mean, one of the midrashim I saw, it says that Adam HaRishon, right after he was sent out from Gan Eden, Hashem said, go to Har HaMoriah. Maybe it means the place where Har HaMoriah will be, I don't know. But according to the Maratz Chias, the world was b'shleimus and perfectly round. Now, there's also another Yerushalmi that talks about the idea that the world is round, and it says in the Yerushalmi that nothing in the Bria is square. Everything is round. There's no Merubah. The Ran brings this in Dorim Daf Kofei. Daf Yemi is not up today, but just in a couple of weeks. The Ran in Nedarim Chafei brings that to Yerushalmi in Nedarim, and in Maestros also, that everything in the Teva of the Bria is round and never square. Now Noach, okay, we're gonna zoom ahead. That Noach, near the end of the year of the Mabul, he wants to check if it's time to go out already. And he has to have a tzivoy, the same way there was a tzivoy of boyel ateva. There has to be a tzivoy of tzei min ateva. And like we spoke before, the first Medar Drash, boyel ateva, we said, means that in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan we have to go into the teva, meaning the teva, the words of tefillah and Torah that we did in Tishrei. Put yourself into it, remain into it, boyel ateva in Mar Cheshvan. But then there's also tzei min ateva in Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan B'cholotin is not Tishrei. We're not doing Yom Kippur, HaKafis, Simchas Torah, Atareis Ladas. We're back to the mundane, just regularly Yavomis. It's just basics, you know? So we have to take that. And Adarabah, take even Mar Cheshvan and turn that into Tishrei. That's Tzei Min HaTeva. Now, Noach is trying to decide if he's going to go out, so he sends the Oirev and the Yoina. Now, the Mepharshim, why Dafka these two and all kind of Pshatim, I saw a very interesting Mepharshim, the Kepshan, and then it's Siv, in the Hemek Dover, he says Noach was not allowed to send out anything that he brought in. There were specific instructions, two of each from the Temeah, seven of each from the Tahiris. There was no Hetter to send out an Oirev. He says this Oirev, and afterwards the Yoina, was a pet. He had a pet bird. He was allowed to bring his own, you know, personal suitcase, didn't he? This Oirev and Yoina was his Chayas Machmad. It was his pet bird. And that he was allowed to send out. It wasn't from the series of the two and the seven. That he wouldn't, there was no din say yet. He was not allowed. He only allowed himself to send out his pet bird. V'loi motza hayoina manoyach lekaf ragla. The Yoina doesn't find manoyach. The Yoina is representative of Shabbos. It's brought down in Riach Emden. That in the Teva, there are certain things that are vising of Shabbos. The Sambatian River doesn't do its thing on Shabbos. It rests on Shabbos, as well as a yoina. A yoina will not do malacha on Shabbos. Someone asked me, you saw a yoina do malacha on Shabbos? It was a yoina chaloini. I don't know why he's telling me. But a yoina, loy matzah malay, a yoina is a bechina of Shabbos, just like noyach is a bechina of Shabbos. There's a big sugi in Zvachim, that Kuf Yud Gimel at the end of Zvachim, that talks about whether the Mabel was also in Eretz Yisrael. And it's a big stira, machlokes, the Gemara means stira some sukkim about it, and the Gemara says that maybe the Mabel didn't go down in Eretz Yisrael, but everyone there died as well because of Havla. Even if the water didn't actually go to Eretz Yisrael, but Mehavla Maisu, but it's a maskana. There was a shakla vataria in the Gemara that there was a tzad in Eretz Yisrael. Not only was there no Mabel, there was no even Misa, frek the Marsha. So why didn't they just go to Eretz Yisrael, make Aliyah, Nefesh Benefesh? What do you need the Teva for? Just go to Eretz Yisrael. Azoy frek the Marsha. He says, no, Noach had to build a teva for the 120 years. It was for the Olam to he could have went to Eretz Yisrael. It's not a kunch, run away, just go to Eretz Yisrael. No, he was building the teva to try to help the Olam. Now, the Pesukim say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Noach near the end, and he's telling him about the Yetzer Hara. Ki Yetzer Lev Ha'odom Ra Mina Urov. Yetzer Hara. This forum talk about that the Esrig, the Etzem, represents the Yetzer Hara. Pre-Eitz Hodor, Soif Tevis is Yetzer. And we turn the Esrig upside down. Of course, we turn it upside down because we don't want to make the bracha when we're still ready to Yetzer the Mitzvah, and there's other pshat, but there's a pshat also to understand, it's not a stira, that we mahapach the Esrig. The Esrig has to have to be mahapach the Yetzer. Soif Tevis, be mahapach it. I can say over, there's a famous story from Rav Mordechai Minadvarna, whose yahrzeit is Tesvav Tishrei, the first day of Sukkot. He once received an esrig, and it wasn't easy in the times of Europe to get an esrig, and he got an esrig, and it was before Yom Kippur, and it was all dirty and full of dots and flecklach and bletlach and all the gewaldige things there. And he said, what's going to be? That's the only esrig he got. He says, Mordechai is going to put the esrig in the Aron Kodesh, and Mordechai is going to be mahapach his yetzer on Yom Kippur. And if after Yom Kippur, Mordechai is mahapach the yetzer, the Eibush is going to be mahapach the esrig also, and kachav azayit detzelt in Advarna Chasidah. The Esrig was mamish, b'shlemis, b'mahudar. The Litvikas say it's possible because it's b'derech neis, it's not a din. Bais says it's only a mania. The Esrig is the Esrig. The bletlach is a mania. Oh. There's a mitzvah's essay that arises in this week's parasha. The emes is, ha'tayra lehoyot zarech lahaskal elame achoydish hazelechem, which is the first mitzvah for Klal Yisrael, is kiddush achoydish. In Sefer Achinuch and many of the mighty mitzvahs, that's the fourth mitzvah. The Haina, there are three mitzvahs in Sefer Bereishis. Peru Ravu, Bris Mila, and Gid Hanoshe. Where is the mitzvah of Peru Ravu? So it's interesting. In Bereishis already, last week's parsha, it says by Adam Arishan, Vayavarach Oysam Elekim, Vayomer Lehem Elekim, Peru Ravu. And again over here by Noach, when he goes out of the Teva, Vayavarach Elekim Es Noach Vezbana, Vayomer Lehem Peru Ravu. And then again, Vayatem Peru Ravu. Now the Gemara in Yevamis, Daf Samachay has a machlokes tanoim. If only men are chayiv in Peru Ravu, or women are also chayiv in Peru Ravu. Tanakama says, Yevamis Samachay, only men are chayiv in Peru Ravu. Why? What's the makar that only men are chayiv? It's a mitzvah essay that's not zman grama. What should be the reason that noshim are potter? The klal how you do is mitzvah essay that's not zman grama, noshim are chayiv. So the Gemara says tupshat, either because it says Peru Ravu vikiv shuha. Me darkei lichboish, dafka a man is darkei lichboish, not a woman. Or because by Yaakov Avinu, years later it says later on, Bereishis vayomer lehem prei urevei loshen yochid. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka argues, he says no, it says peru urevu loshen rabin. Fregin the Rishonim. So what does the Tanakam who holds noshem apotter do with the fact that it says peru urevu? So it says like this: by Adam Rishon it says peru urevu loshen rabin. That wasn't a tzivui, that was a bracha. I by Noach it says peru urevu. Noach already you have Noach and sons, yeah? Noach Ubanav. You could be Lashon Rabim als Noach Ubanav. It's not a right that Noshim Achai. So the Lashon Rabim by Adam was a bracha. The Lashon Rabim by Noach is the tzivoy. The tzivoy is already only to men. Noach, Shem, Chom, and Yofes. Come to us, where's the tzivoy of Parshas Noach? Of Peruvu and Noach. Bram is in the Sefer Achinuch. And in the Sefer Mrs. Larambam, when they quote the mitzvah of Peruvu, they quote Parshas Bereishis. They don't quote Parshas Noach. And if they're quoting Parshas Bereishis, in the Rambam there's a gear, so the Frankel changes, and then there's a whole balagan. But if you're going to tell me that the makar of the tzivoy of Peru Ravu is from Adam Arishon, and it says Lashon Rabim, that means women are chayiv as well, what's pshat in the Tanakhama that Noshim Apot? Very nice, it says Prei Ravei, but Oshtetach Peru Ravu, Lashon Rabim, to Adam and Chava, by Noach Neilet, Noach Shem Chom and Yofes. But by Adam, it's Adam and Chavis, it's Tzivur. A lot of Torah, but I saw a very interesting shot from the Meshech Chochma. He says, what's the reason Noshem Apata from Peruvu? It's Taka, Mitzvah's essay that's not Zman Groma. He says, because Noshem have Tsar Leda and Tsar Ibor, and it's not Darkei Noyam to be Mechayiv someone to go through. They end up going through it, but it's not Darkei Noyam that if the Torah would have been Mitzava them. Says the Meshech Chochma Moyerdik, Adam and Chava, when it's Tzav Peruvu before Chedei Zadas, there was no yet Gezerah of Be'etzef Tel Dibonim. Avada then Noshem Mechayiv as well. It's a kibitin afterwards. It's not a stira. By Adam and Chava, the tzivu was pru revu, because over there, there was no reason not, because there was not yet the gezerah of Be'etzef Tel Dibonim and Sar Ibor Veleido. That's one pilpul, you can say. A lot of Torah say, but we're going to move on. I want to talk about one other topic. There's another mitzvah that's brought down over here. Eber Menachai. And it's a shayla in the Machlokes Rishonim where we count Eber Menachai. It was given to Bnei Noach as well, but is it here, or we count it later in the Minyan HaMitzvahs? But there is a mitzvah, Isser, of Eber Menachai, Saifa Yisrael, Saifa Ben Noach. We'll speak on an interesting shayla from Rabbi Kiva Eger. There's a man in the Yomar that Eber Menachai is not only if you take one Eber from a Chai, but even a whole berry. You have a small little animal, you eat the whole animal. The entire berry of an animal is also Eber Menachai. Now, the Gemara in Pesachim has a shayla if Eivir Menachai is only Osir Ba'achila, or is Eivir Menachai Osir even Ba'anah? A famous sugya called Chizkir Abavo, the first three Pesach of the second parak of Pesachim, where it goes through Barichus, that most Yisurei Torah are only Yisur Achila, and that there are some that are even Osir Ba'anah. And it goes through a shakal Vatari, Barachah, we're not going through all the details, that it step by step goes through all the Vaharei, Vaharei Nozir, Vaharei Dam, Vaharei Chela, Vaharei Shar Niskal, Vaharei. The Gemara keeps on asking, which Yisurim are Osir Ba'achila and not Ba'ano, and which are even Osir Ba'ano. The Maskana is that Eivir Menachai is not Osir Ba'ano, it's Iskish Ladam, and Dam Tamayim, and a whole Chshat Levataria. Fret Rabbi Kiveger, a Gishmak Akasha. How could you have a Havamina that Eivir Menachai is Osir? If Eivir Menachai is Osir Ba'ano, how do you plow with a cow? You're having Hanoh from the cow. It's Eivir Menachai, you can go over the Lav Deiraisa right, of Eivir Menachai. That itself should be the Gemara's Raya. That Eivir Menachai, according to the Man D'Omer, that a full behem is also Eivir Menachai. And how could you have a Havamina that Eivir Menachai is Osir Behanoe? It would be Osir to plow with an animal. And how do you know? Maybe it is. Maybe it's Osir to plow with an animal because it's Eivir Menachai. In fact, Rabbi Kmeg, yeah, but it says, Leisachish B'shar V'chamor Yachad. But a shor by itself, yeah. It says not to do Harisha with a shor on Shabbos. So on Tuesday, yeah. And he brings a dozen other ayahs that a shor is mutter to plow and do malacha with. And he gives one gevaldik teretz to answer, a very simple teretz, and then he's left with one gishmak and bombakash, and I'm going to end with that. Ben Pekua doesn't need shchut. He says, whenever the Torah says, it's not true, because Eivir Menachai is not Osir Ba'ano. But you can't prove it from that, because if you would tell me that Eivir Menachai is Osir Ba'ano, yes, it would be Osir to plow with a cow, and when you're going to plow with a cow, it's when it's a Ben Pekua. Ben Pekua, that it was born with Nitter Agav Shchitas Imoy, and then it doesn't need Shchita. You're able to eat it live, you're able to plow with it. It's not Eivir Menachai, it's Ben Pekua. The Dam of a Ben Pekua is a Mutter. The Nosh of a Ben Pekua is a big soul like Ben Pekua. Zakhar, okay, anytime you ask a Kasha, Ben Pekua. There's one place where he says the Teretz won't work. It says, Lamashal, if a Shor is Mazik, so you sell it and you get the Macharis Ashar Achai. He goes, that's an item, it's a Ben Pekua. But he says, there's a din, if you steal a shor and you shecht it or sell it, tavachu machri, you pay five times. Arba v'chamisha. Rak rega, he says. The Gemara says, kol she'enei b'shchita, enei b'mechira. It has to be that the animal is roi for both. That means we're talking about an animal that if you would shecht it, you'd be chayiv dalad v'hei. It can't be a ben pekua. Because a ben pekua is no shchita. It's not, you stam as a killed it. They're upset, but that's not the din of dalad v'hei. Dalad v'hei is that you shoich it, the shor. So we're not talking about a ben pekua. Okay. It says if you sell it, you have to pay dalad v'hei. If you sold it, you made money. You got hanah. You were over a lav deraisa. Kedei rishosoy. The money should pat to the malka. The malka should pat to the money. You shouldn't pay. Ben Pekua! No, it can't be a Ben Pekua because Ben Pekua wouldn't be shchita. And the parish of dalad v'hei is tricha u'mechira. So the parish of dalad v'hei says it's a blood shver. The parsha of Dalad Vehei says we're talking about a cow that had shechita and potentially could have shechita, and if you sell it, you pay Dalad Vehei, and there's no malchus Eivir Menachai. Why? Because Eivir Menachai is not Osir Ba'ano. Catch on. That's the kasha.